Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, we are back again, once again, for the Indie Circuit. Show 187, I do believe. It's a lot of shows. My name's Mao, and bad news for all of you, it's a solo show. It seems like can't seem to string too many shows together with my cohort Promi, but that's okay. I promise I'll talk less and play more music, and it'll be okay in the end. Now, I think if you remember last week, we had our very first Indie Circuit giveaway. It's not that we didn't get emails, but the way these are scheduled, the way these are recorded, bad news, this isn't a live show. I won't be able to give you the winner this week, so it'll kind of like skip a week, and then we'll have our winner of the first ever Indie Circuit free giveaway for the Satan's Pilgrims. All good stuff. I got a lot of new music. I got a brand new music from Monstroville, Haunted Deep Beach Party. So they'll have them coming up later. Of course, I'll probably dig a little bit deeper into some of that righteous, Satan's Pilgrims library that we have laying around. And then, might even surprise you with one or two new 5678s. That's right. I was like, wow. 5678s. There was the brand new one I hadn't ingested yet. Believe that. Whatever. And then I was like, oh man, I really love that one song, Green Onions. It's like, well, I don't have that. Oh my god, I didn't have the file for Teenage Mojo Workout. But that has been fixed. Now I do. So it's all good. I guess before I get too deep into the show, horrific week in events. You know, had the Vegas shooting, which was unbelievable, the amount of deaths and injured. And, of course, then famed rocker Tom Petty passing away. It's a little tough when you get a little bit older and you slowly watch those rockers that you grew up listening to and, slowly passing away. I mean, I know sooner or later I will wake up to the news that Ozzy Osbourne has passed away, and, you know, it's going to be tough. Because I'll tell you what, sometimes musicians mean more than they should to you. And in my case, that's my case with Ozzy. One of the first music experiences of my life, the first thing, I went to the mall with a friend, and we got dropped off, and I picked up, you know, Black Sabbath, Master of Reality, you know, and that was my, on an 8-track, remember those? Probably don't, good for you. And I'm like, from that moment on, I was hooked. I liked Sabbath, I liked his solo stuff, now I liked punk and grunge and all kind, whatever, I like a lot of different music, but I kind of have always liked Ozzy. So, as these famous rockers pass away, Tom Petty this week, and then Bowie not too long ago, you know, it's pretty rough. It's a stark reminder that, everyone passes away. Hey, what an upbeat show. Glad you tuned in, huh? Well, here's some music that'll turn that frown upside down.
Spider pig, spider pig, does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a spider pig.
The beat that drives you underground. Stone cold, I kill my baby in the middle of the night. a big weekend party on that island. What she gave me, I wasn't ready for. She left me crying on the floor. I said I want it more. Turn around, she said, baby, you let me die. She said, I know you don't want me around while you're running all over town. No, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, I said I can't forget you, but what can I do?
You know, sometimes I think that I get thinking that she's cheating on me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Okay, move along there.
Black mama, white mama, two of the toughest chicks ever put behind bars. Fate tossed them together in the same prison, but their color kept them apart until they escaped. Chained together at the wrists, black mama, white mama, with nothing to go back to, nothing up front but trouble. Black mama, white mama, they endured every humiliation imaginable in a woman's prison, and now they were free, 1,000 miles from nowhere, bound together by chains, hate, and the erotic desires a woman gets after 1,000 nights without a man. See, black mama, white mama. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. Black mama, white mama. They were free, but not from each other.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
I know what you're all thinking out there. You're like, what was that? That's right. It was 68 Creep. I played Stone Cold Kiss, Black Cat, not The Black Cat, just Black Cat, and Birthday. Oh, that's sweet. So 68 Creep. Make sure you check them out. There's I think I got 7 of their 7 songs from them. I got to go see if I can shake them down for some more because I dig them. You know, there was I do have a bunch of songs. Hold on. Oh, those are pictures. Nope, only 5 songs. It might only be an EP that they released. But anyway, make sure you check them out. 68 CREEP. It was off Goodnight Sweet Betty. So, good stuff. Look at all these bands I'm digging out, man. They're more and more, you know, it's like I'm finally getting around to digging out some of the new music that gets given to me each week from all these people working hard to supply new music and get it out there to get played, get heard. And I just sat on it for a while, but now I am doing the work. And I'm trying to do all the work. I do have another, like I said, I bought a CD for Monstroville. And it's a horror, surf, kind of cool stuff, you know. But I think we're going to do some other kind of awesome surf stuff, and that is, of course, our friend Satan's Pilgrims. Now, if you didn't tune in last week, and you were like, what's he talking about with that free giveaway? It might already be too late when you're hearing this, but maybe not. So grab a piece of paper and a pencil and write down this email address, zenbone@hotmail.com. And I should just direct you to my darn Facebook page and say, okay, go on the Indie Circuits Facebook page, and the first one to put it as a comment is going to win. But it's too late now. Maybe for the next one. So Satan's Pilgrims have given us some giveaway goodies, some CDs. So the first person that emails in with their where they're from and when they formed, Now, in the same time of that, seems so hard. Oh my God, I gotta know so many things. They do have their own website. Did you know that? Yeah, just go to Satan's Pilgrims or search out Satan's Pilgrims in the Google, and then they have a bio page you might want to check out if you're looking to win big, win some CDs, a CD at least. So give that a try. And while you're doing that, listen to some of this awesome music from said band, Satan's Pilgrims. Here they are.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
Oh!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Where Westworld stops, Future World begins. Future World, offering fantasy, sensuality, and adventure. Complete satisfaction guaranteed. Entrance fee, $1,200 a day. Exit fee, your life. Peter Fonda, Blythe Danner, Arthur Hill, and Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in Future World. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral. You don't know the power of the dark side.
On the other side of that break, was that a double shot of Vader? Sure was. Well, double shot of dark side. I love Darth Vader, what can I tell you? Of all the Star Wars characters, he was the most interesting to me, and always will be. Okay, on the other side of the break, that was Satan's Pilgrims, like I talked about a little bit. Make sure you check them out on Facebook, on their website page. Go buy a couple of their CDs, they have a lot of them. I played for you off their Psyxploitation CD. I played Cycle Swami, Psych-A-Go-Go. Sounds like my other podcast, Slow Robot-A-Go-Go. Hintity hint hint. And then 10,000 Mirrors. It's a lot of mirrors. Reminds me of that. Remember that Kung Fu movie where they're walking around and all those spinning mirrors are like, ooh, and which one's the real one? Yeah. So anyway, make sure you check that out. And also, since there's a lot of new listeners coming on board because our shows are starting to kind of get out there in different places, make sure you check out some of the other shows I do. I do one called Slow Robot A Go-Go. It's a B-movie review show where we just talk about crazy movies, usually with Dr. Morbius, although things have been a bit sketchy lately. And then I do another show on Radio St. Pete that you can check out. Go to the Audio Archives tab. Go to RadioSt.Pete.com, and you click on the Audio Archives tab, and then you go, oh, okay, there's the Indie Circuit. That's me. That's what you're listening to now. You know, if you can't get enough of this awesomeness, you go there and get that. And then you're going to also get Asian Cult Cinema. That's just a show about, you know, just what the name implies. All kinds of crazy Asian cult movies. I'm actually thinking about going to the Blade Runner. There's a new 2049, Blade Runner 2049. I like the first Blade Runner. But, boy, that was one that they had just had so many releases. They had they had Blade Runner, then they had Director's Cut, and the Extended Cut, and the Super Cuts, and then where they came and cut their hair in front of them. And then they had the Final Cut, and then they had the Briefcase Cut, and you're like, oh, my God, would you just settle with one? What are you, Lucas? Just settle on one, would you, buddy? You know, not for nothing, but it's a little bit risky going to movies now. You know, heck, in Florida, you know, ex-sheriffs murder people in movie theaters. Looking at you, Curtis Reeves. I didn't forget that. Everyone else seems to have, though. Whatever, I guess. That's so sad. I keep depressing myself. I'm trying to have an upbeat show here for the listeners. And, boy, the mirror looking at humanity is quite tarnished. I'll tell you what isn't tarnished. Some awesome, awesome, world-famous 5678s. Here they are. You knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Everyone that knows me knew this was coming. Here's some 5678s for our third music break.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Thank you. a bear standing by the door. Look out window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I can see. Oh, I can see. That's the station where I meet up him before. I can hear him calling my name. For the dark with subway noise, I can hear. Oh, I can hear. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Tears are drifting back to the dark. In a subway, standing by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm
Mojo beat. Jack the Red Dance with the dancing beat. Hey, what do you see? Mojo walking on you. Four, five, six, keep it grabbing his woo! Come on, go! You can mojo! You can mojo! Go! You can mojo! You can mojo! Go! You can mojo! This mojo work out. Are you a boy or are you a girl? He's always looking like a peanut shell. Hey, one, two, three, mojo working on you. Yeah.
answer.
Well, how does he dance?
Close, very, very close.
Dance is a murder! Dance is a murder! Dance is a murder! Dance is a murder! Dance is a gagger! Dance is a gagger! Dance is a gagger!
There's no chance we can ever be together?
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
I promise. I will never die.
The killing season has opened in the Naked City. Roger Moore and Stacy Keach are the hunters in Street People. They're the perfect team. One is polished, polite, and persuasive.
You want to bet I can get to you before you can get to the gun?
The other is cool, capable, and crazy. One has a way with words.
First we ask questions, then we drown him.
The other has a way with wheels.
Hold on, baby. Daddy's going to take you on a cosmic ride.
They both have a way with women.
Well, everybody's got to have a hobby.
When they get together, everything starts coming apart. Roger Moore and Stacy Keach in Street People. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Oh, yeah. That was the 5678s from their CD Teenage Mojo Workout. I played Green Onions, In the Subway, one of my all-time favorites. Teenage Mojo Workout, and Let's Go Boogaloo. Sorry about that pause there. I was reading. Yes, so Green Onions, In the Subway. Oh, man, I love it. I am actually going to Japan in 60 days, give or take, 59 days. And one of the stops I'm planning on hitting up, Time Bomb Records. They're the guys who, the managers of the 5678s, and I kind of know them a little bit. I'm going to try and get together some cool Daddy-O's screen printed shirts. That's a side business of mine, Daddy-O's screen printing, where I do all kinds of shirts, kind of lower run, kind of specialty stuff. And I think I'm going to show up with a few handouts, kind of saying, here's 10, 15 shirts. How about you hook me up with some of your coolest, newest rock and roll, and we'll do some trading back and forth. I think it'll work out good for everyone. I am super excited to go to Japan again. I love Japan. I would live there in a heartbeat. Anyway, enough of that. Now, let's... Where's that date? Where's the music? Oh, my God. Did I even rip it? Oh, yeah, I think I did. Here it is. Here is Monstroville, the haunted beach party. Cool stuff.
I forbid you to talk to that enchantress. She's the devil.
She's not the devil. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
I never said she was the devil.
She's the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh, please don't hurt me.
On this dark and foggy night, you found yourself stranded in the haunted land of Monsterville, where tonight the Long Gassies are hosting their annual shindig, the Haunted Beach Party. All the surf monsters, mad draggers, and beach bullies are just dying to meet you for this cursed seaside adventure. So grab your coffin boards and get ready for a real scream.
Ha ha ha! She's a babe.
She's magically babelicious.
She tested very high on the strokeability scale.
All right. Good stuff, huh? Yes, that's right. Monstroville. Go to Monstroville. Go to their Facebook page. That's where you're going to find a lot of stuff. They have cheap download codes. They have free giveaways. So Monstroville, M-O-N-S-T-R-O-V-I-L-L-E. Go there on Facebook and, you know, pick up some of their stuff. All good. It's all good. I played for you. That was off their Haunted Beach Party CD. Played for you the intro, of course, because, well, I'm going to play the intro the first time I play something. And then Beneath the Sand, Haunted Hall, and The Keep. I could have played like four more because we all know surf songs are, you know, 1.5 minutes or less. That's an exaggeration for comic effect. Anyway, so, you know, I know kind of a downer show this week. Not terribly downer, but reality downer. You know, we had the Vegas shootings. We lost our good friend Tom Petty. That's the other thing, you know, you think you know people, like, when you listen to them your whole life, like, I honestly think that I know Ozzy from all the interviews and all the stuff, and, like, Metallica and 5678, because I study about them and I listen to music, but I don't know them. You know, you just make this kind of emotional impact. They make an emotional impact in your life, so you, like, you know, you just kind of, they mean something to you. You know, and that's kind of cool, too. So, yeah, I guess the moral of the story is, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, becoming the angel of death and murdering a whole bunch of people, how about you don't? That's one thing. If you're thinking about that, how about you go seek help? Go get a hug from somebody. Do what you got to do, you know, to not make the world a worse place. That's number one. Try and make the world a better place. We all have scant few hours, days, years here. It's kind of important that we all make a good good to each other, make the world a better place than when you arrived. That's tough to do, you know. I do that by yammering into a microphone. That's not true. I've done other stuff. I've had hosted exchange students, and me and my dad were the blacksmiths over at a Heritage Village to teach kids what blacksmithing even is, you know, because modern day, there's none of that. But look at me tooting my own horn. That's going to be it for this week. What can I tell you? Maybe next week we'll have co-host Promi back. Maybe not. He's at the whim of child and ex. So, you know how that works. But I digress. We will see you all next week. I don't know if I'll have new music, but I'll be playing some cool music. This is Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit. I will see you all next time.